Add dry eye relief to your routine with Refresh Optive Mega 3, a lubricating eye drop with a moisture-rich, preservative-free formula enhanced with an active ingredient like flaxseed oil and antioxidants. This formula supports all three tear film layers and provides advanced hydration to instantly moisturize and soothe dry eyes. Refresh Optive Mega 3 is safe to use as often as needed, so you can make it part of your wellness routine. Find Refresh online or in the eye drop section at all major retailers. FSA and HSA eligible.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
Should we do our? Oh my god, you're scaring the shit out of me. Sorry. with your food poisoning.
I'm starting to show.
Well, we have
there's a bit of oozing happening. The more I talk about it, the worse it gets. So,
yeah,
let's move forward.
You want like a cold compress?
No, I'm good.
A washcloth.
You want the rest of this coffee? That'll help.
That should be good. Yeah.
Move it along.
Morgan.
Is it showing? Can you guys see how much I'm sweating?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Is it clear? Is it picking up on the cam? No.
It's charming.
It's endearing. Mm-hmm. You think the sweat?
It's earnest.
Good word.
Good word of the week.
Hey, Brooke.
Hi, Connor.
Are you ready to MAP?
I'm ready to pee.
Ignorance is bliss. I'm living in a world of my own, and it's awesome.
Oh, I thought I was responsible. For 9/11, when I was 5.
Where were you?
In Pennsylvania. Touch grass, might I suggest.
We're just going to dive right in today.
Okay. Is it on?
Are we going?
Okay. So, something about us is we don't know how to intro or extro the podcast.
And the body is also...
The body is also a little bit...
Well.
You have trouble introing the podcast?
Yeah, very much so.
Like saying, hey guys.
Welcome.
Welcome back.
Really, really, really hard for us.
Got it.
We've actually had ChatGPT do it a few times. Are you familiar with ChatGPT?
I sure am, yeah.
That's like that AI. It generates, you ask it like, can you write an intro for my podcast? And it spits one out.
There's actually a whole issue with the writer's strike.
Yes.
Because they're concerned that AI is going to start writing all the Hollywood movies.
I'm never going to get a job.
I'm concerned.
And then you don't have to give residuals to anyone because it's a robot.
That's scary.
Perfect.
Oh.
Perfect.
Before we get into that.
Hey guys.
Do you girls want to try to intro the pod?
Oh,
sure.
Yeah. So if you were to be introing at this time,
POV, you're Brooke, you're Connor. Or if you're more comfortable, you're Brooke and you're Connor. Whatever feels right. Okay, POV, you're Brooke and Connor, and you're introing the pod. Does that help?
Yeah, who are you?
Not
really. Who are you?
I'm not sure, but how do you
there's
guys?
No right
there's
answer.
No answer. Okay.
No.
Welcome back to the Connor and Brooke podcast. What's the name
that's
of the
perfect.
Podcast?
That's perfect. Brooke and Connor make a podcast.
Brooke and Connor make a podcast.
Yeah.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining it.
Yes. It's Brooke and Connor.
That's really better
than anything we've ever done.
We have a really low bar, obviously, but that is like above and beyond anything that we've ever made it
we
to.
We should have that on recording and just like play it at the beginning.
Can that be our new intro that we do?
Of every episode.
It's expensive.
Welcome back. We have some of our friends. Like
completely chill.
We just needed to fill up some seats today. So we asked Morgan Nally and Alexander Daddario.
Daddario.
How's it go?
It's actually pronounced both ways.
Really?
Okay, good.
It's okay. It's nice.
That was like the one thing today.
I was like Daddario, Daddario.
You need to say it correctly.
Okay, cool.
Daddario.
Ambidextrous.
That's right.
Yeah.
Sort of.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
It's like bilingual, I think it would be.
Yeah. Bilingual.
Yeah.
Bilingual queen.
Well, thanks for coming in.
It almost didn't happen.
This almost didn't happen.
Right.
How do you guys feel about honesty?
Great about
best
it.
Yeah. Policy.
Today kicked my ass.
Okay.
In the balls. Yeah.
Okay.
From the start,
it kind of kicked me in the balls and ass.
Nothing went
balls and
like
ass
okay.
It was a ball and ass kicking kind of day.
Right from the start.
Mm-hmm. But what happened?
All this happened with the podcast.
We can take it from the top.
Sure. Yeah.
You seemed pretty chipper on the phone. You handled the crisis well. So
I do well in crisis.
It didn't come across like you'd had a bad day.
Right. Yeah. I handle all of my issues by bottling them mm-hmm. and exploding once a quarter.
Mm-hmm.
That's like as men do.
Like, yeah.
Men will literally explode once a quarter instead of going to therapy.
I would encourage...
Once a quarterly
therapy,
explosion,
if at all possible,
therapy.
This podcast
for everyone
might be brought to you by BetterHelp. I can't remember this week, but so there's this restaurant in the Palisades that I'm obsessed with, and I go all the time. And I was like, Brooke, let's start the day. Let's get our brains going early. Mm-hmm. Let's head over to the Palisades.
What time is this? Like
my alarm went off at 10.
Okay,
I think we got there at 11:30.
Yeah, it was closed.
Timeline's fuzzy.
You're not allowed to be, you're a cafe. You call yourself a cafe and you're closed on a Sunday. Name a more cafe day than Sunday.
I can't.
Tuesday? No. I wouldn't be caught dead at a cafe on a Tuesday.
Right.
I'm drenched. I'm sweating.
You take off your jacket?
I could.
It's a really warm jacket.
So that sounds awful.
Yeah.
That's awful. Yeah. And leading into what ended up happening mm-hmm. within the last hour, which I know you guys,
right.
I'm a lot more relaxed probably than you guys are.
Well, we had to go to a cafe that wasn't the initial one. So there is a possibility that we'll get food poisoning in the next 10 to 15 minutes.
Diarrhea.
From
great. Mm,
as I was eating, I was like,
something
hit me.
Like yeah. Like something really sinister could happen. I'm feeling like it's possible on my end, but who's to say? So that's awesome. So that happened, food poisoning, and then I got lost on the way to the podcast studio because,
wait,
you know,
no.
What, sorry, what?
Oh, on the way there you got lost as
yeah.
well?
Yeah. Oh. Well, that's what I'm saying. I make one wrong turn and it's like, okay, forget it. Like, it's not possible for me to make a right turn moving forward.
What happened when you finally got there?
Yeah, it takes me a while to get to.
No, I just...
The power was out.
Right.
So that's why... we're here.
Obviously, the power was out though.
The power was
because
out.
We held
there
off.
There was no electricity
no,
in the podcast
no.
whatsoever.
It was pitch black, and one of our options given to us
was to in the
would you guys maybe want to record in the dark?
That would have been fun.
I would have loved that.
It,
yeah.
it would be like kind of a dining in the dark experience.
How would they record without power? Back. Like on a generator?
That was the one question I had for the team was how would this work moving forward
right.
with the visuals?
Yeah.
It would have been just a dark. It was. It be. That's like modern cinema is very dark. We
right.
could have been
we
very
could have
forward.
Used a cell phone light to light ourselves.
They also used to do. I don't know if anyone's seen reality TV.
Yeah, I like
back
it.
On. No reality TV. Have you ever heard of it? It's
is that a movie?
It's basically a real life movie. No, back on like Rock of Love. They used to. I think it was Rock of Love.
What's that? That sounds good.
Mm-hmm. You've not seen Rock what? Of Love.
No.
You got to go on Hulu.
Can you
it's
give
all
me a
three
thought?
Seasons? Brett Michaels, Rock of Love. I could go off on this,
okay.
So I'm going to taper it back a little. But
you're good at
they
that.
Did.
Brett
they
Michaels did, was Finding Love.
Rock
I
of
love
Love.
That.
Brett
there
Michaels.
Were three no, seasons. I love
bandana.
It. I love that.
Yeah. You do know he's got a bandana.
I love it
constantly.
Okay.
Poison's lead singer.
Oh, Poison.
It's, yes, Poison. I know
oh,
you're a really big
yeah.
fan.
I'm obsessed with Poison.
But he had a reality TV dating show. Even though he like kind of had a wife the whole time, I don't know, but he just dated strippers and they did crazy things.
Right.
But they would do like dates in the dark and stuff and just feel around.
That's fun,
you know.
Bring that back.
We've lost the plot with reality. We need to go back to just it's pitch black and
Golden
we're guessing.
Ages.
Love is
Television.
Blind. Love is Blind.
Rock of Love on VH1.
We need more Rock of
Love. Honestly, that's what Love is Blind is.
Steelhouse.
Essentially,
you don't have visual access.
I just binged the first.
I want to
season yesterday,
if at all possible, speak about that.
We can.
But what were we? What. We get kind of like...
So we're not
bit.
Doing the podcast in the dark. We're here
so the
now.
The cool thing about that is that we have a new set that we've been really excited about, and we were saving ourselves for you two.
For you guys.
To come onto that set, and we were not... We didn't want any other guests except for you guys.
Oh my God, that's such an honor. Because
we were saving our set virginities. And,
so naturally...
But thankfully, the power was able
yeah,
to
yeah, but not that big of a deal for me, relaxing for me, but for you guys... Lugging equipment and panicking and trying to figure it out. Very stressful.
No, it was, well, I mean, we're lucky it's you guys because. Yeah.
Do people get fussy? Because it was really easy.
I could see.
No, they
someone
just say no to coming
that.
On, I think, more so than getting fussy about to date.
You mean they would say
They would just be like, oh, we're going to move forward. We're never.
Yeah.
We're not going to pick back up.
No, we're thankful for you.
Yeah. You guys are so easy and low key and chill.
Yeah.
Yes, easy, low key and chill.
Thank you.
That's no one's talking about how low key and chill they are.
That's what I try to make people.
Everyone think. Here.
That's why this podcast is no one's doing it like us, because we are just constantly keeping it
chill. Whew. Yes.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So I guess people don't know like how you two know each other and what your relationship is. So I guess my question for you would be, how do you two know each other, and what is your relationship to each other at this time?
Well, we met because I worked with an actress who worked with Morgan, and I was going to go do a movie in Toronto, and I needed someone to watch my dog and also my house.
Okay.
I was very protective of both
of
at the time. Even though they're both gone now. Very sad.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Gone like...
Sorry.
But...
Oh,
it's okay. I'll continue with the story. That was a dark joke, but my friend, my friend Morgan is moving to LA from New York, and
we met at dinner,
and she was like, "I have nowhere to live, and I have
crashing with our friend at the time,
I'm sleeping on a friend's couch."
But about 5 minutes. Well, it's like about 5 minutes. Not even 5 minutes into said dinner,
I went ding, ding, ding.
She was like, "Do you want to move into
this
my house?
This person has nowhere to live."
Dog?
Oh, you guys weren't kidding at all when you said that.
No,
that you actually—it was like a 5 minute situation.
Truly,
until you said, "Get in my house."
Yeah, and then
I said, "Will you live in my house and watch my dog? Will you come in
indefinitely, or just
till I finish the movie?"
Okay,
3 months,
and then it turned into 3 years of living together.
Okay,
so
wow.
But 2 weeks after she moved in, my mom and sister were like, "We're going to come stay in LA."
Oh, yeah. You were like, "Okay, you just moved into this house." And I was like, "Okay, great. I'm excited. I'm not in a studio apartment anymore." Like sharing.
Yeah.
It was very generous. But then moved there. And she's like, "My mom and my sister are coming to stay with you." And they stayed
and
for
they,
2 weeks.
They lived together.
I lived with her mom and her sister.
Did you have a blast?
We had a nice time.
We met your mom.
She was at the premiere.
Oh.
She's my favorite
I talked to your mom for like 15 minutes. I couldn't pry myself away from your mom.
She's captivating.
My mom is really a fun time.
I want
she
her
was
on
like,
the,
we got to get
podcast.
Alex out of here. And I was like, I don't know Alex that well. I can't tell her. That is your daughter, right? You should yell at her. Throw something at her. you talked to everybody in that room. And
yes.
That
yeah, you're good at your job.
Anyone who wanted to talk.
Yeah. You're really nice.
Morgan and I met that night too. You guys were both
and
like,
yeah. And then we met. Yeah, that's when we met you at your premiere.
Let's talk about that
for
night.
The Mayfair Witches. Well, how about, do you want to go back in time a little bit? Just like, I guess everybody on this podcast knows like that we love Alex and it's like kind of like a more of like a connection there. Yeah.
But I love you guys.
Well, we love you so deeply. Oh. And now Morgan so deeply.
Very intimately.
So, yeah, very intimately.
Well, we had the same sort of situation where when I met you at that, I guess we'll have to go from the beginning, but I was just we hit it off as if I knew you for like
gangbusters.
Yeah. It was
you
nuts.
Would have had her come live in your house after 5 minutes.
You're that
minutes.
Kind of person.
No, we yeah. did. And then yeah. I go to Morgan before I even knew that you guys knew each other. I was just like looking for people to talk to because I was just in an annoying mood. And we started talking, and then I joked about jumping off the second story balcony.
Right.
And then you said, hopefully you land on your neck.
Yeah.
And I said, I love
that's
this girl.
That's when
that's
you know.
Something she would say.
Yeah.
And then I said, we should keep in touch. And you said, is this one of those LA we should keep in touch? And I was like, that's a tough bitch.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, and then you texted that night, yeah. and it was like, oh,
yeah.
Okay, real deal.
I'm a big follower upper.
Yeah. So just to go back to the thread. Yeah. So Morgan moves in and then hangs out with my family. And then, you know, so immediately within a month, we're like super close, even though we've probably spent a total of an hour together.
Yeah.
And then I come home from the movie and the pandemic hits.
And we didn't.
So leave. I knew Morgan wasn't going anywhere.
Oh, yeah. Right.
For a while.
Right.
Hunkered yeah. down.
And then people were like, it's going to last 5 years. And I was like, well, I better be friendly to this girl because right. I, you know,
that's we're going to live together for
under
rights and stuff once she's in the house.
Under law, it's quite a civil marriage,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
Legally.
And that brings to how I found you guys, which was the pandemic had hit.
Right.
We downloaded TikTok.
And I, yeah.
As
we did
as
too.
As we all did.
Yeah. We did too.
That was a difficult time.
Oh, it was. Yeah.
And we were like, these two look like they're having a good time. Mm. Why aren't we having as much fun as they are?
We would talk to the neighbors over the fence. That was fun. Go on walks.
Yeah.
You know.
But you were in a house by the beach.
Yeah. One of my pandemic Connor was
awesome.
I hate to say this. Everyone always gets on me. I know that pandemic was horrible. Obviously goes without saying.
That's what I thought. I was like, is it inappropriate to contact this person and ask him to come and like hang out with him and his friends at
like,
his beach
like,
house?
Drive to the west side? Yeah,
I like, get it. I flew out.
Well, see,
from Philadelphia.
You were brave.
Yeah, that's, I said I'd like to see the home.
And I got a ticket. Did
that's
you guys
what
live
I
together?
Wanted to do.
After that. Okay. Like when I moved to LA, what happened was I was a preschool teacher. And then I had one viral TikTok and I said, I'm going to move forward with quitting immediately. And I got lucky in that a few more went viral and then somehow got like agents. And then I said, do you think I need to move to LA? And they said, no, you can do everything from Philly. I said, perfect. I'll move.
Yeah.
Move to LA. And that's when Connor also moved up to LA from that
Newport
beach house. Right. And then we lived together for 3 months until we didn't anymore.
Right.
And now we're just
you're that. Living, you are living the life that I wanted to live. I wanted to contact Connor and hang out with his friends and move in and party and like have a good time and, you know, like become a TikTok
right.
star.
Well,
yeah.
You are kind of you have more followers than both of us combined on
that's
the, on
not
the app.
Because I do good TikToks.
Yes, I wouldn't say that.
No,
I wouldn't say
I think
that.
You have some great.
You
work.
have some bangers. If you want to,
I remember
that one
the
up.
One when we were in proper lockdown and you just were hammering a nail into the wall and I was like, "You record me," and I did, and I was like, "What is this?
I was
this
hammering
isn't
a,
anything."
It was actually a screw. But yeah, that's
we,
about my. Our, yeah,
we were, oh, we
TikTok
were hanging the
prowess.
Curtain. The curtain rods.
That's right.
That's fun.
Well, I reached out to you.
yeah
and what did you say?
I'm not gonna actually read the message because it brings me actual
I don't remember what it
okay
said.
Good,
do you get anxiety?
Well, I'll remind you.
I can pull it up.
Yeah,
right
it makes
now,
me
actually.
It makes me want to.
I have it on my phone. Should I pull it up?
No.
Summarize.
I'll summarize. I had been drinking a little bit.
Oh,
we
drinking.
Talked a little bit.
I don't remember a weird moment.
No, I said every now and then I check to see, cause at that point I think my name was in your bio.
Yes,
and I was a little bit like, taken aback at that difficult time, and then
you best year.
Hang on, I just like had a little bit of a warm
Sherpa. Take the Sherpa.
I'll tell you what, the Sherpa under the light, it's like a rough combo for body temperature. But I DM'd you and I said every now and then I check to see if my name is still in your bio. Like my grandpa has a memorial bench on a golf course that we got for him when he passed. and this is my bench on the golf course is your bio.
You did not write
no,
that.
No, I...
You did?
I believe I did.
I don't think I read it.
Oh, good.
Or maybe I just...
Why don't I pop
blocked
this?
It out.
Blocked it out. How about it?
Pop off the
What
chair.
Were you worried about?
Oh, you're wearing long sleeve?
Do you have something under that?
It was cold this
Is this
morning.
The food poisoning setting
it
in?
It was cold. Oh, yeah. The sausage was a gray that I had not seen in a meat.
It was
before
like...
Before today.
Also, the place had like such a smell.
Oh, it was fish.
Was there nowhere else for you guys to go?
No, the thing is, like, if it's me and Connor, like, it's gonna we're gonna have to end up somewhere like that, and it makes sense.
We constantly
get I get it. I actually understand.
You know,
that. Yeah.
We constantly get waiters that like. She just came up over our table and was standing, and I was like,
"Hiya,
yes, like, can I help you?" I was actually, I thought she was mad at me for a second, yeah. But she's just an internal processor, I think.
Yeah.
So.
An intro.
Should we do our? Oh my god, you're scaring the shit out of me. Sorry. with your food poisoning.
I'm starting to show.
Well, we have a really.
There's a bit of oozing happening. The more I talk about it, the worse it gets. So,
yeah,
let's move forward.
You want like a cold compress?
No, I'm good.
A washcloth.
So we want the rest of this coffee. That'll help.
That should be good. Yeah.
Move it along.
Morgan.
Is it showing? Can you guys see how much I'm sweating?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Is it clear? Is it picking up on the cam? No.
It's charming.
It's endearing. Mm-hmm. You think the sweat?
It's earnest.
Good word.
Good word of the week.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait, and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Word of the
Morgan, week. I have a question for you, and I don't know if you're allowed to say.
Okay.
Are you allowed to say what you do?
I make money.
Yeah.
As, well, you know, it's like I make
She's
money
totally.
As a personal assistant, but it's right. like not the goal. It's I'm not yeah. a lifer. You
yeah.
know, it's a lot. The internet often thinks that I work for her.
But right.
It's funny.
Morgan is a writer.
Yeah.
I am a writer.
Yes. Morgan,
comedian.
That's amazing. You are really funny.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And I'm working on that. Yes.
So does he.
I know. And he's doing way better than I am. So.
No.
No.
No, I mean, actually like doing legitimate stuff and not doing open mics next to abandoned mattress stores on Western
Avenue. Well, could we come?
I would
to
totally.
Western Avenue?
You do?
Yeah.
I'll come to your stand-up.
Will you?
Yeah. Yeah.
I have a show once a month in Malibu at Aviator Nation.
It was good.
I saw that online and that looked fun.
It was.
I'll come to Malibu for this.
Okay. It would be fun. We could do oyster brand.
We
could
do
oyster.
Broad Street oysters and then jump in
like
the ocean.
This sounds like the pandemic fun I was looking for.
This is great.
When no pandemic
we can
is
jump
left.
In the ocean.
I will come to the west side for this.
Okay,
and I go to Malibu.
Me too.
I'll go to. This is nice.
Okay,
we've made a
perfect.
Plan.
We have a plan.
I love having something to show, and I'm a follower upper, so I will.
Yes,
do
as
that.
We know.
Okay, I have to tell you. So I bombed last week. That was the first time I've ever bombed, and it was
it's
at Hollywood
humbling.
Improv.
Did people boo you?
If like they didn't do it, but they were so not into me that I felt like they
You'd
were gonna all
that they boo.
Rise up and
right.
kill me and to have
oh
my head
God.
On a stake through the streets, like parade it. They wanted me dead. And you know who I opened up for?
Who?
I don't. Know.
Oh, who's that woman on Abbott Elementary right now? Who's
Chessie
from
Parent Trap.
Parent Trap?
Lisa Ann Walton.
Oh, she's
I opened
so
for her,
funny.
And she goes, that was a really good set. And I said, Lisa Ann.
That's nice.
You're not a liar. I know what I did up there.
Mm.
It's funny you say that. I did the first time I felt like I bombed was my friend Brett. He hosts these really fun backyard shows at his cousin's in Glendale. And
that's
like
fun.
Just it's cool because it's like low stakes, but he gets like legitimate comedians who are just there like testing material. And I accidentally ended up being the last one. So I'm like, okay, so I'm somehow the headliner. This kid that went before me, he's a working comedian. He's hilarious. And he was just like, joke, 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 and killing it. And my style, like I do more storytelling kind of comedy. And I was just like, oh, fuck, I'm in my head. Yep. And then I did it. And I was like, well, that was terrible. And Brett was like, Morgan, you did so great. I was just like, just fuck off, Brett. Yeah. Don't lie to me. Okay? And I went home and I took a shower and I was sad. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But it's great. You just shower it off and you...
It is. It's just so sobering.
You guys are really so brave.
Yeah.
Could you do it?
No.
Me neither.
We can all open for you and I'll bomb on purpose. So then you feel more incredible.
I be an option. Low-key pray. I'm like, please bomb the person in front of me.
The person in front of you, if you want.
If you want them actually.
I can sign up and go on before the two of you. And then,
I feel like you would
and
be funny.
And then I'll
She's funny.
Get the crowd
really
ready.
Good.
Yeah. For something that's actually funny.
But actually, no, we don't want him to bomb because you want the crowd to be warm. In a good mood, be like all warmed up and all like this. And they're like, we're loose. Okay. It's why they have the 2-drink minimum. I get it now.
Right.
I totally get it. I'm like, lube everybody up. I need them blackout drunk so they don't know if they have a good time.
I want to hotbox the entire room before I walk in. I think that they should all be stoned. I should be able to like fart in a jar and they're crying laughing. They have tears.
You fart in jars?
If I needed to, I would. I wouldn't write it off.
You could sell that. There's a market for it.
I've heard.
Oh, you could sell a lot of things.
Do you have something in mind?
No, just anything you can think of. Sell it.
Yes.
People sell farts in jars.
Yeah.
Farts in jars.
I don't personally, but I've thought about it.
Although, like, who's to say that, like, you are farting in the jar? Like, how do you verify?
The buyer.
We used to do that I went
video.
On a...
Yeah.
Video confirmation. Video.
Oh, you video do video proof. Confirmation? Mm-hmm.
You have to send a video along with it.
How do you...
Very
how
cool.
Did you... Have you, do you... How do you know that?
If I tried to sell something like that, I think people would know about it.
That's a pretty good point.
I cover it all
I
up.
I feel like that
I work
be
as a personal PR.
A pretty gross story that someone would have picked up on. No, I haven't tried
you
that yet.
You haven't.
This
account. Like, no one even knows. Right. You just, it's my hobby.
That's right.
Like, it's jars.
It's like a headless body.
Yeah.
Woman entrepreneurship.
Love it.
I stand for it.
No, I haven't attempted anything.
It's always an option. That's the thing. It's always there. Okay. Connor came up with a really exciting segment for today. And I'd really like you to tell everyone the name.
The name is what I came up with.
Like the,
we didn't.
The name
are we
of
doing
the
it?
The name of the segment is better than the segment.
Got it.
So and we're just really excited about
we
it.
We had trouble actually building out. I told you
we had a really hard time kind of
the body of the, mm-hmm. the segment. Mm. We did have a bit of a like fall off. It's like if a painter was like, "Oh, I'm such a good painter," and then once brush hits canvas, nothing.
It's crystal clear.
So that's kind of how we work.
Yeah.
Got it.
So it's kind of figured out on the way. But this segment is called. Scenarios for Daddario.
That's funny.
And then we.
Do you get it?
I get it. Now it took me a second.
So it's like,
but I understand now.
Where did we lose you?
Wasn't sure at first what scenarios meant, and then I realized.
Well, if your name was
my brain, I understood scenario.
Right.
Yes,
it could be scenarios for Daddario or scenarios for Daddario, depending on the kind of mood you're in.
Yeah, that's.
All right, better with a scenario.
Very
okay.
good.
And so in this
well.
Situation, you are you're the Daddarios. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a family
we are,
feud.
We are family.
Okay, Connor, this is the first one is,
family.
You know, that.
So, yes, yeah. and it.
It doesn't make the way it's worded, written.
That first one is just.
It's not. Let me reframe that first one.
Really
it's really.
Okay. So. This is not written correctly. I wrote that in a rush.
I haven't.
Well,
answer.
I just feel like the answer is obvious.
Not
okay,
for
well,
me. I don't have a husband.
I'm gonna reframe.
Or they've taken it off the screen, so I can't read it.
The hypothetical for you guys is: would you rather bang your significant other in? Let me frame that. Hang on, I can say that better. Would you rather bang your dad's body, but your husband's conscious, like Freaky Friday type situation, or your husband's body, but it's your dad in there. And
does that make sense?
No, it does.
It does make horrible sense.
I gotta.
It's really bad.
Gut reaction. I gotta go with.
There's a right answer.
I gotta go
with
dad's body because I can't like intimately be like knowing I'm making eye contact with.
Ooh, I just got
sorry,
chills.
We can't talk about this.
My
Doug
whole
would be
body.
Ashamed.
The question makes me like
it's
very
strange.
Uncomfortable.
Yeah.
It's a thinker.
Well, it's a scenario. It's a scenario.
This is the hard-hitting stuff you were trying to talk about at the cafe mm-hmm. over.
Oh, this
sausage.
Was what we were eating, discussing over our food poisoning.
So that is the right answer, right?
Yeah, for
I'm
me
going,
that is.
I'm going the opposite. Really?
What's funny is a lot mm-hmm. of guys do not say that about like their girlfriend. They would rather bang their girlfriend's body with their mom's conscience.
I'm doing that.
Well, that's because mommy issues. It's like mommy.
It's very Freudian, yeah.
Yeah, boys are mom and boys. Yeah. It's wild.
It's tough. It's a tough nut to swallow.
I think it's either like you're protecting yourself or protecting your dad. And I'm choosing to protect myself in this scenario by having sex with my boyfriend's body.
I think you're protecting, but if you do,
because I'm not,
it with,
that's me hurting my
if
dad.
If you do it with like the body,
ew.
You're actually, will he know when he swaps?
He does. He will. Unfortunately, he will.
When he swaps back?
Mm-hmm. He will have that information.
This is just a lose-lose mm-hmm. all around.
Yeah, it's a bad one.
Yeah.
Ew. Brooke, I didn't know that about you.
I think that that's just like the right answer. Unfortunately, for me,
what's
and it's
another?
Not meant. It's not meant to have an answer. It's meant to just lead to discussion. You know, so you don't have to answer. Just it's all about this.
Look,
just, like,
I mean,
discourse.
I think you're probably right. I mean,
yeah.
They're both horrible choices.
I mean, and. It's
is this
something
to like save a life or is this just
no.
it happened upon
sure.
you?
No life saving involved. It's just what it is.
It's not even like gun to your head. You have to do this to live. It just happens.
Right.
Okay. You just have to.
You just have to.
At the end of the day, it's a scenario.
Scenario.
Yeah.
Scenario.
Yeah.
Scenario.
Okay. Fun one. Great.
So I am. Did you? Yes.
Yeah. Okay, next one.
Yeah, well, you know, I wanted to say, speaking of
husbands, we can talk about this for longer.
Let's dive in.
Okay.
You got married in New Orleans. I'm going to a wedding in New Orleans on Wednesday.
Fun.
Thanks, that's all I had to say.
Was
it awesome?
It was.
When you parade, God. Like, I don't know if that's the right word.
Yes.
Parade through
yeah.
the streets?
Yeah, oh, it's very, it's...
The energy.
Oh, the energy.
Yeah?
Yeah, I mean, it's a beautiful, cool thing to do. You go and you parade through... And then, you know, there's a lot of drinking, which is great for a wedding because then everyone thinks they had the best time ever, even if they...
Mm-hmm. Are you supposed to drink at your own wedding?
I think it just depends. I chose not to.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm also like old. Drink. Older.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm drinking for two.
Yes.
Yeah, I think I'll have to. Two. Yeah, I think I'll just be so nervous to be in front of people that I'll have to... Maybe black out.
Well,
yeah.
It's either ends of the spectrum, I've noticed. I've not seen moderation. It's like either, you know, you
drink nothing and you wake up.
Right.
Or you're
right.
Like,
you don't just get tipsy.
Or like makeup's a little runny, sleepy eyes. Like, I'm having the best time.
Right. Yeah. No. You don't want to get there for sure.
Right. And I don't need to remember it because there will be pictures and
yeah,
you can just fill in the
blanks.
And the rest is.
And you'll have a great
unwritten.
Time.
Yeah.
Natasha.
Exactly.
Good Natasha. Yeah.
The at Go Get 'Em Tiger when we got coffee,
mm-hmm.
They were playing Hilary Duff, Liz McGuire movie, the big grand finale song, and we learned she hadn't seen that.
Wait,
just
what's the
her.
Big grand? The tide is high, but I'm holding on.
No, What Dreams Are Made Of.
Like, oh,
oh, you know, right. They were playing that.
They were playing that.
The
and
slow
I was, like,
man
really,
version.
The what version?
Like the slow one where it's the guy that's like, hey now. Yeah.
No, they just her the CD release version of it, not the
so the actual movie.
Yeah, the actual movie.
They don't
but
have that
her,
on Spotify. They just have one by Trisha Paytas. Do you know who that is?
Sure.
They just have the Trisha Paytas version.
Yes. I didn't know that.
And that's all they have. I don't. There's no Hillary version on Spotify, so I need that CD.
I have the Lizzie McGuire soundtrack CD. I can
maybe
get my sister
watch,
to send it to me.
Maybe I should watch the movie.
You'd
now
love
for the first,
movie.
For
it's
the first
wonderful.
Time.
It is one of the best movies.
It's
in
feel,
the world.
It's feel good.
It's more than feel good.
I completely missed it.
Well, I guess.
I guess I'm. Was this a reference to how old I am?
No.
No, because remember I said you just missed it because you and my sister are the same age.
That's
and
right.
She didn't miss it, so.
It's a story of trials and tribulations and ups and downs.
I don't know why I don't like Connor talking about Liz McGuire. I don't think he's representing her well enough.
That's the thing. Morgan, we get into this every week. There's something like Connor, like his childhood was different. So it's
I was outside.
He was outside. He wasn't consuming
an outdoor kid.
The kind of media
yeah.
that most of us were consuming. So he just doesn't know what I'm talking about ever. So it's a little hard.
I don't
sometimes.
Know what it was. I was like, he doesn't get it.
No.
Not to attack you.
Thanks for seeing that.
I am the one who has seen the movie. Alex is sitting here like,
but it's
I haven't
like you
seen
can
it.
Tell that you're not. But you're not. You can tell.
I get it. I get Lizzie on her moped traveling through Europe. That's awesome for her.
That's Europe. She was in Rome.
That's not what it is,
Rome
Connor.
In Asia?
Like, no, it's in Europe. Europe, but be specific.
What am I wrong about?
It's just like you're missing the passion. You're missing
the fountain.
The
she throws.
I would rather Alex, who just hasn't seen it, than somebody who's not. Who has seen it and doesn't have the passion.
It's insane that the human experience is so
different. Do not start with the human experience.
And free will and like everything is so different for everybody and we're all
that feel gaslighty to you when he starts going off about the human experience?
Just, like,
it's like every time there's like a difference, it's like the human experience. Do you know what I mean?
Okay, I'm gonna reroute us.
Okay.
So speaking of CDs and stuff, I have a back issue a little bit, like on my upper right, kind of. It's something. And I was like, I need to go to the, I need to get a massage. And I've been going to this place that influencers love, and I'm not going to dox them because not like that. I'm not malicious, especially to masseuses. So I found this place on the boardwalk in Venice that you simply, no one speaks English. They just want you there so bad. And so I was like, you know what? I'm going to take the bait. I'm going to go in, get a massage. Go in, definitely like felt like I was going to get hives, like putting my face on this thing in this garage, essentially. And right before I left, I just went to Erewhon and I bought a bunch of this like cool looking chocolate. And I like had some chocolate. And I'm laying in on the Venice boardwalk with my head in the hole. And there's a CD player, like a boombox, playing only piano version of Dancing Queen. And I'm sitting there, head, old woman on my back, this song with no lyrics is playing, and I started thinking about it. I was like, she was just 17. She has no idea that she's the Dancing Queen. And I start tearing up. I got home, I figured out I ate my roommate's mushroom chocolates. I was like crying at the massage parlor on the boardwalk. This was yesterday. And I'm like, she was only 17. She has her whole life ahead of her, Dancing Queen. And she just is so in the moment. And I like learned a lesson.
Did you accidentally eat the mushroom chocolate?
I promise you, because I went and got my car detailed yesterday. I got a massage.
Big day.
Yeah. And I was just like, I'm having such like an awesome day, but it could have been the shrooms.
Yeah. Yeah. That's scary though. Like if I started feeling like I was on shrooms, having not taken shrooms, like my knowledge, I would go to the hospital because I'd be like, something's really feeling not, like I feel happy and for that reason, I need to be checked out, you know, like by a medical professional.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. This isn't my normal state.
Yeah. That's scary.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't know my normal state, I don't think. I'm not very in touch with my body.
Also, anything like...
I'm drenched in sweat over here. I could be having a situation. I wouldn't even know.
You should go to, if you come to the east side, I've got this guy in Glendale. It's the most intimate massage you'll get. He's either 50 or 80. And
I love those kind of people.
He's this very tender Ukrainian man.
I'm obsessed
with
him already.
He's really, like, he was mad at me because I didn't park where he told me to park, but I was worried about being late and, like, very, like, fatherly energy. Mm-hmm. But he was just, like, and, like, it just very warm. And then we get in there and... it's just the most intimate, like, hour and a half of your life. And he's like, I need you to park where I told you to park because I don't look at the clock when I'm in there. I listen to your body and whatever work needs to be done is being done.
Why haven't you told me about this man? Well,
come on over.
Ooh.
Because
he's great.
Is it like an hourly parking spot that you park in?
Yeah, I parked at a meter.
He doesn't want time to
be there. And he really, okay. And I just kept apologizing. I was like, I'm really sorry. I just was worried and I just panicked.
Leave everything you thought you knew about your life at the door when you go in that.
It was
room.
Truly amazing, and it was 2 hours, and he just, like, you also have to wear, like,
2 hours.
Wear underwear that's, like, more coverage.
Yeah.
Because
he gets in there.
He pretzels you and bends you, and you're like, that's a hand right there.
Oh.
But not in a, inappropriate way. You're like, I trust him. But also his hands are like, I don't know why I'm going to such detail.
Please.
About no, this. Go on.
His hands are a little coarse.
Okay.
But like, cool. He's very, and he's just like, it's amazing. He's incredible. And he also scares me a little. But then afterwards, he gave me little Hershey's chocolates and two water bottles. And then he walked me to my car with his arm around me.
That feels interesting.
And he was like, he's like, when I see you again, like, have a nice week, you know, all the time. He was just, it was very.
See, a lot of people wouldn't take it in the way that you're taking it. And like, that's what I like about it.
I love the sound.
Yeah.
It's really lovely.
Which I don't know what that says about me.
It was.
I feel like being nurtured for 2 hours. Nice.
I felt really safe and very taken care of, where you're like, that's what I want in this experience.
That's
wow.
Really awesome.
And he wasn't like obscenely expensive. Like you can go to these places. We live in LA and it's like you go and you're paying for what? Like a vibe and it's a massage. Like I got one that had the gua sha and I was like, he didn't do anything. Like break my back. Mm-hmm. You don't work on it.
That's why I was on the boardwalk for it.
That's what you've always said.
Because this guy at the place, his name's Keith. I can say that because no one knows where I'm talking about. Keith, halfway through the massage, big dude. I'm like, yes, like he's gonna kill me back there. And that's what I was looking forward to. I had to double check if Keith was even in the room like halfway through. I was like, Keith, are you there? He was like the ghost of a masseuse. He was so gentle. I was like, Keith, hit me.
He's like just tenderly like feathers.
Yeah. And I was like, this is not like a spiritual, it's not a seance. Like, I want you to hurt me.
You
want to
be pretzeled.
I want to leave and like limp out of the back room, you know?
I feel like they should have, like, before you go in, like, how do you want to be touched?
I'm sure you could ask. You know? I'm too shy. To be like, yeah. Can you do better?
I've never gotten a massage. You're too,
really?
No, I don't like.
Have you ever done Reiki?
No, I don't. Is that when they don't touch you?
They don't touch you on purpose.
So that could be interesting.
You might love Reiki.
I cried. It was really wonderful.
You just pay the money and then you lay on a table and it's like a massage, except they don't do anything. They just touch you. It's energetic. Ooh. It's all energetic. So they put their hands over you and they fix and adjust. I'm sure I'm offending someone who does Reiki. But they do stuff with your energy, but you don't get touched.
And you really feel like it works.
I think it's, I don't know. I've only done it a couple times and I felt like it's nice to have someone sort of like care for you for an hour, but it's not really my thing.
Right. So
you
don't,
but you might like it because you don't like getting touched.
Yeah. Maybe.
Have you done it?
I only did it once. Shannon gifted it to me.
And what'd you think?
It was really lovely. It was a nice hour and it's like very warm and kind.
Yes.
And she's like, the right side of your body is male and the left side is female. And like, it was very interesting. And I cried at one point. Because it was
this
strange release.
So you had a release.
So you feel the energy like moving.
A strange release.
Yeah, it was like this, like, she like got to like my right knee and then it like started to like, it felt really strange. And then it was just like cried. I was like, oh, okay.
Wow.
You hold everything in your knee.
Well, this is my bad knee.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Whoa.
So
I'm going to do it.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
With new McValue at McDonald's, you get more than you expect. So after a long day, buy a double cheeseburger and add a McChicken for a dollar. Because saving with deals is always on the menu. With new McValue.
Prices and participation may vary. Valid for item of equal or lesser value.
I'm to a point with my back where I'm like, I'll try anything.
Have you tried acupuncture?
Acupuncture's it.
That's my next thing. My arm. I'm going to get it on my arm, too.
Acupuncture's everything. She got me into acupuncture.
Really?
Saved my
I'm
life.
I'm going to do it.
Truly.
I'm totally going to do it.
I want to try that too.
That would be my first stop if I had a back problem. Yeah, I love it. I love it.
Does it feel
so
like getting a shot?
No.
You don't feel it?
Can you feel it at all?
Yeah, it feels like, no.
She doesn't not like being
touched. Of what it would maybe feel like.
It feels like,
I'm guessing based on what she's trying to tell us, but we keep
like a nice inner massage for a tiny part of your body.
Inner massage,
yeah.
Oh.
Yeah,
is that
well
the right way,
yeah. And like if the points that they put them on, sometimes like I went last Friday and it like sometimes it's a little overwhelming because you can feel like it, but it's good in a good way. And like they do your ears, which is like the representation of what is the ear? Again?
I've done the ear acupuncture.
That's really
your body.
And I have pretty gnarly TMJ and they put the like, I don't know if you can hear this, like,
wait. Oh, yeah, I can hear that.
Jesus
Christ. Yeah, we got that, I think.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's super painful. And
What's happening? Like, what is that sound?
It's my jaw misaligned and cracking all the time. It's just like a...
Oh my God, is it like dislocated from your...
I don't know what's going on. I should go to a real doctor, but they fix it with acupuncture.
Wow.
And it's it makes the pain help not be there. That's a sentence. Makes the pain help not
good.
Be there.
Makes, yeah. That was good for
yes.
us. Do you ever like... This is why I don't think I could get acupuncture. Like, think about like what's going on in your body and then feel like you need to throw up. Like, think about like blood, like moving through veins and stuff and then feel sick.
I understand what you're saying.
Like, it just like makes me like really queasy to think about like what's going on
right
in there. Like that you have like organs and stuff.
Yeah. No, it's
so I feel like I would weird. Be just like aware that like there's a like needle like piercing through.
I think this is exactly why acupuncture would be good for you.
But I think I would just be so aware that I would kind of like maybe throw up a little bit.
You'd be able to, the best naps
it might
in the
not
world
be
are
for
acupuncture
you.
Acupuncture naps.
It might not be.
The thing is like there's not a lot of stuff for me, I think.
You think?
Yeah. I just like.
Do you feel like if people came with you and were in the room with you and sort of supported you through it that you could do it?
I think that would make it worse.
We did
got
my
it.
First time doing
I don't
it,
like anyone to look
together.
At me.
Because we went to that
I
place.
Take people to it. If
and the
scared.
Beds are just right there and it's really nice. And we sometimes we sleep, sometimes we chat.
Okay.
During,
well,
while getting poked
the,
and prodded,
the best
you
nap,
fall asleep?
The best nap of my life is an acupuncture nap. Like,
you
wake
can fall
myself.
During?
Well, yeah, you're laying there and I've woken myself up from snoring. I'm sleeping so hard. And I'd like to think I'm not a person who, I'm a person that doesn't snore. But I don't know. You lived with me. Maybe I snore. But you're like,
I think you do a little bit. Not much. Not much at all.
Oh, I gotta go. This
okay.
is tragic.
I'm gonna go because
Bella's.
I'm trying to broaden my horizon.
Oh, I thought you were gonna also leave because I snore.
No, I would never. I actually find snoring to be like soothing, like
you
ocean
are,
sounds.
That is bizarre.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
It's nice. It's like the fan in your room.
Like a sound machine.
Yeah, exactly.
Not like that.
It's not.
I wouldn't say it's like that. I think I'm just a mouth breather. I have wear
tape.
Retainers.
You should get the mouth tape.
I'm afraid
we're
of
all
that.
Gonna get ad spread on Instagram.
Yeah, I'm afraid of that. I also sometimes sleep with my face down on the pillow, so there's no way out if
right.
I have mouth tape.
It feels like don't risk it.
I've seen
tape.
Morgan falls asleep everywhere,
anywhere and everywhere. I can curl
found
up
her
in a
on
ball.
The kitchen floor.
Oh,
it was
oh,
nice
yeah.
and cool.
I
like a cat.
I love sitting in the kitchen.
I just sit in the kitchen all the time.
Mm-hmm. It's like so. I kid you not. I'm a kitchen sitter. I've always said that. I love sitting in the kitchen.
Something.
Constant.
That's it.
Morgan, you falling asleep everywhere. I don't mean to bring this back to Love Is Blind.
We can,
but I am gonna. Did you watch?
Yes.
Are you
okay.
The latest season. Are you
Let-
caught up?
No.
Oh.
Well, this isn't really much of a spoiler, but in you know the premise of the show that they're speaking mm-hmm. through pods or the wall and they can't see each other. This one girl fell asleep.
Oh, I saw that.
While he was expressing his feelings for her and saying that he's like falling in love and she
fell
full
asleep.
Full REM.
Well, she
maybe
hours.
It was so
was
soothing.
Did you see
what
that?
She wasted?
Did you see the bottle of Casamigos that was sitting on the table in front of her and it kept going down?
No,
but
I didn't.
It, like,
see
didn't
that.
Show her drinking, and then she was just passed out, and her friends had to come wake her up.
I
was like, "Oh, she's sauced."
Okay, well, right. This is a scenario. Like, what would you do if the person who you're falling in love with blindly fell asleep while you're professing your love?
I feel like if that doesn't happen to you once in your life, I feel like that's happened before.
Yeah.
Don't you feel like that's happened before?
Yeah. Versions of it.
Yeah,
I've fallen asleep on the phone with you.
Yeah.
Like, together, we both have fun putting ourselves to bed FaceTime.
That's cute.
Well, that's cute.
I mean, I feel like I would be sympathetic about
what?
It, especially if the person was drinking and it was late at night. I'd try to be
okay, so you're
compassionate.
Not a problem.
Well, I think it depends.
If they were, like, dismissive when they woke up,
right.
You know.
She was so apologetic.
I'm sweating. Like, it keeps getting worse.
I'm worried about you.
Oh,
is that normal? Is that normal?
I have never sweat this much in my life.
Like this.
Really? But you've seen.
Are you nervous?
It happened.
Something's happening. Like, from within.
Do you need a hard day? It was a tough day, an overwhelming day.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
No.
No,
I'm just, it might be a Reiki experience.
Oh,
for
you
me.
Think?
Oh,
energetic expulsion.
Reiki.
What was that?
Reiki.
Right.
D'Addario, D'Addario.
Yeah. Okay, would you be fine if someone fell asleep while you were professing your love?
Yeah, I probably wouldn't notice because I would keep talking.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
Until they woke up again.
Yeah, I'd be talking. Yeah. I'd probably fall asleep, honestly.
Would it be like one of those things that's like, man, so great, thanks for letting me say this, and then you just leave?
Yeah,
don't
sometimes.
Don't wait for their response?
I don't think he would notice.
No, sometimes better left unsaid.
Totally. Well, let me ask you this. Was the guy pissed?
He was really pissed, and he said, I'm done.
Yeah,
it's done.
Like, it's over.
It's over. And then he went in the next day completely fine.
And she was
like, I'm so sorry. And he was like, babe, no worries.
Which I got to say, they're one of the stronger couples of the, in my opinion. It's strange talking about it because they're real people. And I know this is like a thing, but like, I love when they get together and they're all really drunk in like the honeymoon phases. Because they all meet. And you either get engaged or you don't. And then you go to the honeymoon phase.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, oh, this isn't going to work for a lot of them.
Right.
And then there's the few you're like, oh, you guys, like, this is good.
Yeah.
It's very interesting. I want the other episodes. I'm ready.
I'm like, I can't.
Is it
I, can't.
Not
I think
all
this
the
is the
up?
Best season
no,
they've had.
Because no one's like, everyone's like, something's wrong with everyone, which is nice. Like, not nice, but like, it's just like really
comforting.
Yeah.
And there, this season is, I don't know why I keep watching all the reality TV I watch, but this season's really, it's the most exciting out of the three, I think.
It's so exciting. And
it's
I
big.
Would encourage everyone listening, as well as these two next to me, to watch.
To kind of dive in.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need to watch seasons 1 through 3. You can just go right to 4.
Oh, really?
In my personal opinion, because this one's really
also good. I saw this TikTok that was like, here's why it's so unhinged. Because people know that going on the show makes you like an influencer now and like gives you a huge social media following.
I would go
so
on.
So people
for
who
the
are just
reasons.
Like going on
just
to get Instagram followers.
Oh,
like that's like that's it.
Like
those two girls who are like bullies.
They're not
they're
even looking
so
for love.
They're so mean. No, they're not looking for love. They're nasty.
Oh, that's horrible.
It's horrible. But like they clearly like just want a following and they don't care
it
about
worked.
Who they're
the
yeah.
internet's gonna
yeah.
come for you.
Hmm. Oh, yeah, I'm gonna I good.
I'm not
come
on Twitter, so I don't know well I'm barely online. But
like beef with some reality stars.
You do?
A little bit.
Like internet beef or like just in your like you
it's
just don't
really
like
funny.
Them.
It's really
really
funny.
Yeah, I can I'm out I can
he hates her.
Oh, I want
to I
there's
one to hate
you. You fight
Wait,
with them on
impossible.
The internet.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Here's what happened.
I find it very possible
to
hate you.
There's Sorry. a former cast member of Love is Blind.
Which season? You don't have to say. You don't have to say.
2 or 3? 2.
Okay.
And I had
like I know
made fun of this person pretty openly. And he reached out via DM.
Stop it.
Mm-hmm. And said that he would really like to come on the podcast to kind of just like clear the air. And I didn't answer.
Why didn't you let him come on?
I'm scared.
Got it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because that would make great, don't you think? Like a fight? Don't people like that?
I can't do confrontation.
Look, I think that's healthy. I think
so,
that's healthy.
And
so many people seek it.
And the reason that I was
out.
Kind of like, making fun of this person in the first place is because he's scary.
Right. Oh.
So do you think it's okay to make fun of someone like if they're like a stupid guy on a dating show?
I think it. You go ahead.
Or is that bullying?
Are you guys pro or anti-bullying?
In specifically if it's like a situation like described.
I mean, I'm anti-bullying, but what did this guy do? I assume.
I'm also anti-bullying.
Well,
say that.
Knowing you as well as I know you from watching your TikToks.
Mm-hmm.
Obsessively that this guy must have done something.
Yeah, he was just like not.
But I don't want to get dragged in.
He was
I
not.
Don't wanna get,
you're gonna get.
I don't want to get.
Well,
trouble.
It's like when you're on TV, like
you're gonna get a DM.
DM.
Hey, I heard you talking about me.
I don't even know who it is.
I'll tell you after, and
okay.
I can tell
off the
rest of the listeners in the close friends episode. But he was just like not treating his. Woman, well, not his woman. He doesn't own her, but like
he wasn't treating his woman,
his fiance. He was not treating her well. So it's like, okay, then I don't mind making fun of you.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait, and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's interesting with reality TV because it's like that thing you have to remove it. Like, be like, oh, I have to remember you're a real person.
Right.
Just like playing a version of yourself in this thing. It's not like they're like, you know, it's not like a role that you take mm-hmm. on. You know, it's.
I mean, I'm not allowed to say anything. Pro-bullying.
Oh, you can't talk about.
Well, I wouldn't say anything pro-bullying anyway.
Right. No.
Just totally. To clear.
Just to clear the air. I'm anti-bullying.
Yeah.
We're all.
How do you feel about?
I don't have a secret desire to.
No.
Bully.
No. She's not raging out.
About global warming? Could that be maybe good?
To discuss?
No. Just is it?
Do you
could
like
it? Be
it?
A positive thing? Maybe?
No, I don't. You think?
Because it is. It's been pretty cold.
That's an interesting.
Recently.
Perspective.
So if you think about it in terms of comfort and brunch, like it.
Right.
Brunch that you couldn't go to because the cafe was closed.
Wait. No, that's me being stupid. Wouldn't it be warmer?
Yeah, I'm saying like I would love to wear a t-shirt. I would love.
Oh, so you're anti-global warming?
No, I'm pro.
Oh, because it's cold?
Because it's been cold right in now. Los Angeles.
I'd love to go to the beach.
It's been raining here for like 3 months and no one can talk about it.
I love the rain.
It's not good for me.
The rain?
No.
It's seasonal.
Like energy-wise?
Depression?
No, what happened was a bunch of skunks in my neighborhood took refuge from the rain under my mm-hmm. house and were living there.
Getting in the, where to the point with the heat
were they
vents,
spraying?
So you couldn't
they were
how
spraying.
Many,
okay.
How many skunks are we
seven
talking?
Families.
Seven families.
Seven families of skunks?
That's correct.
How many?
And it's skunk mating season.
How many households, or how many in a household? So if there's seven households
by the skunks?
Of skunk, how many are in a unit of skunks?
Unclear. I mean, I guess it depends on how many children they have mm-hmm. after mating season.
We're talking 40, 50 skunks under your house.
It smelled like it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Thankfully,
so the rain.
Eunice, did Eunice get sprayed?
No, Eunice did not.
That's lucky.
No.
Did you?
No, no human or animal got sprayed.
Just kind of the surrounding area.
Just kind of like
and
into
your home.
The HVAC mm-hmm. unit and up through the floor.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So the rain's been negative for me.
Okay.
A net negative.
And what do you, like, how do you get rid of them?
A man came over. And he said, I'm going under. And I said, you can't go under there. There's a bunch of skunks.
Yeah.
You're going to get sprayed. And he said, I serve humanity. And if you don't want to do this and get into the skunk business, you don't want to get sprayed, then you need to get out of the business. Some version of that.
Can I ask, like,
and he
like smell like a like he was
did.
Maybe kind of sprayed by a skunk.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that make that
especially
yeah.
after he went under the house.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he wow. came and he like put some stuff on his belt and he had like a thing and he went under the house and all these skunks ran out.
I love the idea of a skunk.
Yeah. This feels like
you
love
do.
Love the idea. What
Why?
A special character.
They're cute.
Yeah. Yeah. They're like dogs.
Oh.
With that smell like farts. I don't I don't know, but they're at their core, they're cool looking.
Yeah.
And they have a power, like a
they
superpower.
They are cool looking. I did see them and I originally
and
was like, that's so cool.
It's crazy.
I've
they're
never
real.
Seen
cute.
A skunk in person.
Right.
I bet they are cute.
They are.
There's a possum
Can't they
at
get
my
their
house?
Stink sacks removed? I guess you don't know how to do that.
I wouldn't. No I think it's, I don't know that. If it's humane. I don't know.
Oh, that's a
deal,
good point.
But
you're you guys are good at covering your bases with like making sure you're.
P's and Q's.
Yeah. You're pro skunk humane.
Yeah. Yeah, you are really good because
We kind of get taken down all the time for just like not thinking before we speak.
We've been asked to not speak on things we don't know anything about.
I know.
Which is the point of the podcast.
I know all, nothing.
We took media training before coming.
Oh. Yes. Oh, that's why we were getting coffee.
We need media training.
Yeah.
Very
important. I'm anti-bullying, by the way. I just want to make that
20 minutes later,
I want to make that very clear. Yes, period. I don't have anything else to say on that.
I didn't hear what you said about that guy, but
it
was it mean?
I didn't. Yeah.
Did you come for his character?
No.
Like his inner being, like really.
You can't say.
I guess what it is. Did. I guess it wasn't good, honestly.
All right. Well, we don't need to talk
I'm
about
anti-bullying.
It.
I'm anti-bullying.
I think just, you know,
I learned and I grew.
That's what's important.
And
we know your heart.
Yeah. And I won't do it again. And that's awesome.
Put a cap on
it. Yeah.
So you guys have a basic general rule here that you don't say anything negative about anyone in the public eye.
It gets back to people.
Yeah.
We always think about this podcast like, oh, like we can kind of say whatever. Like, it gets back to people. It's bizarre.
Yeah.
I mean, like you heard us talking about you in a obviously great way, but
thank God, because otherwise I would be in your DMs.
She'd come after you.
We met
challenging you.
We met Alex at her premiere.
This would be a very different.
She smelled like a skunk.
No, when people say mean things about me.
Yeah, what is that?
I probably do smell like a skunk. It probably has seeped into the
I wouldn't be able to smell you past the amount of sweat that is coming off my body.
I'm concerned about you.
Yeah, I might be in an anaphylactic situation.
Your eyes are a little watery.
Yeah.
Well, he scratched his cornea.
I did scratch
today.
My cornea.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
I had
horrible.
A shitty day.
No, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Your hair is like...
feeling...
like... sea spray because of the salt of the sweat. It's like you have that like beach wave
from hair.
which you love. The thing about Connor is he goes to the ocean and gets a jar of ocean water to put in his hair.
Oh, nice.
Do you really?
Yeah.
I did that when
natural
we were in
sea spray.
Yeah.
I tried to not wash my hair at all when we were in Hawaii. I was like, I'm not going to do it.
Yeah.
I just jumped in the ocean every day.
Yeah, we went for long periods of time without showering at all.
I couldn't
do great.
That. But that's nice. I wish
well,
I
we were
could.
Bathing just, in the ocean.
Yeah,
that's true.
Did you guys want to touch on Philly really quick? Because I know at the beginning, before we started, you guys were wanted to talk about Philly.
Yeah.
You're antsy, but
it. I just got excited because I grew up.
We all have connections to Philly. My mom's from Philly,
And I grew up in the suburbs of Philly. I grew up in Westchester.
Did we talk about this?
We might have. I don't know. It was a blur that night that we met you guys because it was such a
because that's
come true.
Not very far from
same
where I grew up.
No, it's very close.
We were Lower Merion, like the main line.
I know that we talked about this.
We talked about the main
line. I know the main line, and then we moved to Exton. I moved to Exton in high school, and you know, main line.
And the rest is history.
The rest is it.
Wow.
I do love Philly.
Why?
Yeah.
It's a great city.
I don't know if
what do you mean, why?
I just genuinely like.
Why not?
The city of brotherly love, right?
Yeah,
and the
I
Eagles.
Also like. I think it's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
That's my favorite show on the planet.
My favorite show.
Wait, were you on an episode?
Yes.
Holy
that's
shit!
The
I forgot.
Only but thing I'm jealous
I
of.
Forgot.
Only because it's my favorite. It was my favorite show.
Wait, what? What was your episode? I just had like a war flashback of you being in an episode.
Where I am. Oh my god.
Oh my
Charlie?
God.
I was dating Charlie.
Yes.
And then he dumped me.
And the brother,
me.
The other, you had a brother, right?
Yes. We're like the rich.
The rich
kids.
And you actually liked Charlie.
Yes.
And the brother was doing it as a joke.
Yeah.
D.
And he rejects me mercilessly. Yeah.
That is a good
dream come
that
true.
Is because
he loves the waitress. But yeah, no, I loved that show so much that
I've seen every episode 50 times.
I think I was in Las Vegas by myself at a. I was. Drove to Vegas to see Steve Martin play the banjo by myself at the time.
We love
which that's is the thing only, I thing I do, yeah. And I got the call for the audition, and so I drove right after the Steve Martin concert. I drove through the night back to LA to get to my 10 a.m. audition the next day,
and you killed it.
That
and
is
I got the job.
Genuinely bone chilling.
You were also
to
on
have
bone chilling.
Bone chilling.
I've never heard that.
In a positive way.
Good. I assume.
Bone chilling.
Well, my bones are chilled too, because you were on New Girl too.
Yes.
Was that the same kind of situation? Like you liked the show and then, or you didn't watch it?
No, I like New Girl. Uh-huh. It's not like my.
It wasn't your Always Sunny.
It wasn't my Always That's Sunny. That's my Always Sunny. Yeah, but it's hard to beat It's Always Sunny for mm-hmm. me.
They could come out with a million new TV shows. Obviously with Mayfair Witches on the CW being the exception
That's
to this.
Not
show.
On the CW.
On AMC.
Oh, AMC, sorry.
Got no worries.
My bad. I would watch Always Sunny and Curb and Seinfeld on repeat. You same episodes forever.
I'm going through Curb. Right
we have
now.
The same
You're
taste.
Watching that over her.
No, I said, just
with we
that
have
it,
the
with
same
that
taste.
And
with
that
we have exception. The same okay. taste and opinions on shows and taste on.
Cut
shows,
from
feel.
The same goddamn cloth, and I yeah. always know. I always know, don't I?
With people that watch you're that, cut from
that watch those shows, I'm like, say less. That's all you. That's all I have to know.
I know. I need to watch. It's Always
have
Sunny.
Have you not seen?
But I haven't.
Have you seen Curb?
I love Curb.
It's genius. Like, I can't really binge it as genius. Much. I've been binging it and I have to take breaks because then I just find myself like walking through the world really.
As Larry.
Like, oh, you know, really jacked
Brooke,
up.
Brooke knows I have an issue.
Becoming.
With becoming.
Embodying Larry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I watch it too much.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
We can't
in
sit
small
at the
doses.
Table. It's wobbly.
Yeah.
It pisses me.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like this new renaissance of people, like actors, being able to say, I didn't like this show that I was on. Like, I feel like that wasn't a thing recently, or maybe it's TikTok or something, but like Jenna Ortega coming out and being like, I don't like the writing of Wednesday and like all that stuff. Who,
I don't know if that's a good
said
thing.
That? I think it's refreshing. It's putting the power back in like
Would you
people
that
are working
that
on the show.
And be like, I didn't like this?
I think if I felt comfortable doing that, I would have done it already.
Uh-huh.
I feel like, of course, there's going to be stuff that you don't like that you work on. And of course, it's not like every situation is perfect.
Mm-hmm.
But I also, well, first of all, I have respect for the people that, you know, putting a show together is really hard work. Yeah. And everyone tries their best. And I also don't. I don't, I'm like you. I don't want to deal with
anti-bullying.
I don't want to deal with someone coming back at me being like, how dare you say that about the writing?
Exhausted.
You're an awful actress.
Yeah.
I think I just like watching it from afar.
You
like
just
right.
like the line.
You want to watch the world burn.
Well, Jenna Ortega did it and then they gave her EP. She's like an executive producer now.
Yeah, but that show is like,
bad.
One of the biggest shows on television. No, it's not bad.
I did not. I failed it. To understand the concept after one. I said, why is this is
that was
going to
get
Adams.
Back to her.
I don't think the show is for. I mean, I don't know how old you are.
Me neither.
Oh, I don't know. It's like, is it for our age range?
I think
I don't
it's
know.
Supposed
I mean,
to be.
I mean, it's apparently for everyone. I mean, so many people watch that show that.
It's the new highest record.
Yeah.
I feel like every show that comes out
it's
now
like the biggest show on television. Yeah.
I'm not current.
But you don't need to be.
I'm not current at all.
But we have Always Sunny and Seinfeld and Curb. It's for us.
It's for us. Only us.
It's our special day.
Should we end on one more scenario with the D'Addario's?
Yeah, we'll do a quick one.
Okay.
I'm reading these and
you guys have a hard out. Okay, wait. Would you rather have if you lean too far this way or too far this far? I don't know what degree wise that would be. This far or this far, that respective eye falls out. You got to get it. Like a ping pong ball bouncing
every
away.
Time.
I don't understand the question.
Like if you lean too far this way or too far this way, I'd say like right there, that eye pops out and just
like,
and
would,
you
I,
gotta,
would I rather have that or not have
or,
that?
Or, you know, or, like in,
no,
you know
that's
what I'm
not,
talking about in the,
yeah, like, but it would, it,
in Anastasia,
like, if
for
you,
people
if
who
you
don't know.
Used to it or like you're at a wedding and you're dancing, you're like, nobody move. My eye freaking fell out again. You have to just deal with that. And you're on a bus. If, I can't imagine a scenario where you would be on a public bus, but if
Why
you were,
yeah,
in New York, we ride the bus.
You ride the bus in New York.
The bus in New York, amazing. Public transit. Oh my god, I love the bus. You guys should take the bus.
Really,
in New York City.
Good to know.
The bus
it's great.
Or
it's because I'm from there. I can't.
Oh
yeah, I'm all into. Anyway, buses. I don't want what's yes.
There's
what
another.
You heard it here first. Okay. Groundbreaking. Alex is a bus girl. Pro bus.
A lot of firm stances
thank
from this
so
episode.
Yeah, we're really breaking stuff down.
Is this like this seems like a would you rather. So
and then the would you rather.
Having a hard time.
So,
have your eye fall out or have nothing happen.
Right.
Yeah. Or have all your skin be like the consistency and moistness of a cat's tongue.
No.
Like a little bit damp. like my body right now.
I'll deal with the eye
camaraderie.
I'll deal with the eye falling out.
Okay.
And I'll just keep my head really steady.
I feel like you
is an
you
eye patch.
I can. I can do it.
You are doing it right now.
I'm doing it right now. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That feels fine to me too.
You feel comfortable with that?
I feel comfortable.
I'm using the
cat's tongue. I'm going cat's tongue too.
I like the way a cat's tongue feels.
Yeah.
Okay, but imagine your imagine your masseuse I'm fine with four
hands. But it would look weird.
Wet sandpaper vibes.
I'm would okay it look with it. Like? I don't know would why. It look like a cat's tongue?
It would look a little bit different.
It just looks like what I'm like. You know, I can wear. I don't know why. I'd rather.
I think
I'm
I would
too.
Oh, me too.
I mean, all you have to do is pop your eyeball back in. No big deal. Yeah,
but what if someone steps on it?
It becomes everyone else's problem. And
yeah.
You get the ick, you know, and you see someone trying to chase something down.
I would definitely, I mean, you'd get the ick if you saw someone.
Yeah.
Would you get the ick if you saw someone's eye fall out?
I'm getting the ick
on a date.
Nonstop. Nonstop. My newest ick, bird scooters. See someone on a bird scooter? That's the great leveler for losership is no one looks cool on a bird scooter.
I have to disagree. I look really cool on a bird scooter.
You think you look cool, but then from a, like if you see a picture of yourself.
Who cares if you look cool? You get from A to B so much faster.
Cheaper than an Uber, too.
I love it. I didn't realize you guys are so hardcore public transit ladies. I love it. I think
we're
it's
women of the people.
Gets you where you're going.
Seriously, are you running for governor?
Breaking news. Public office. That's the next
so
step.
So you never ride the scooters?
Oh, I ride them every day.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
This just seems like you have, is all of your internal hatred that you are projecting out into the world.
Well,
the ick is
well, you
just
got
the internal ick,
I did
but
get,
then you're like,
on a bird.
I got barreled on it by a car.
Oh, gee.
Yeah.
Was it your fault or the car's fault? Who wasn't looking?
It was mine.
Were you sober? Wait, we shouldn't say that. Don't answer that because technically.
I was sober.
As your attorney.
I couldn't figure out. It was one of those weird ones where the brake was like a throttle brake and I couldn't find it. And I just was like, okay, here we go.
Jesus.
Back. When did that happen?
2019.
Is that why your back hurts?
Maybe.
Oh my God.
Good job, Morgan.
Thank you.
Full circle.
I was in the air for so long that I was like, am I still in the air? Like I had enough time to be like, whoa. And then I hit the ground.
Wow. Promptly I'm glad that you made it through that because
that sounds scary.
You wouldn't have this podcast
definitely,
otherwise.
Definitely scary.
Well, you would have a podcast of your own,
you
I feel. I think you could
pandemic.
Carry this.
That's really nice, Morgan. Yeah. That is so kind. I would love to bring you on as my co-host if we ever lose him to the bird.
It'll be this afternoon.
You're out.
I think we wrap.
Okay.
You guys, you got to get out of here.
Do you do an outro? Oh, you said you don't do an outro.
Well,
outro.
We
you guys
try.
The outro?
Thank you so much for joining the podcast.
The podcast with Brooke and Connor.
Brooke and Connor make a podcast.
Very together. Good. Thanks, everybody.
With Alex and Morgan.
With Thank Alex you guys. And Morgan.
And we
the new regular co-host.
Love you. Thank you so much for
Thank you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I love you guys.
Bye, everyone. This week on Close Friends. Can you see what happens when you text me because I made my own like custom do not disturb and it says making a P with C.
It actually just said delivered. And it
yeah, why
even
am I
say...
getting notifications? My phone is vibrating on my B and C mode. They manifested themselves getting their own appendix.
Well, people manifest having a tumor all the time because they have a headache.
My biggest fear is getting my appendix removed.
Okay, well,
like that is.
Don't say it's your biggest fear then. I would love to have my appendix removed. I saw a bat when we went on this trip in Bali. This bat is hanging upside down and it opened up its wings for a second as it was receiving some mango and it had a little tiny cock and balls.
My first crush was a bat, if you think about it.
Sign up on tmgstudios.tv to watch the full bonus episode.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.